This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. Up to Date wants to know what people, events, and issues you want to know more about. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 and tell us. That's UTD to 816-601-4777. Now a conversation about a new luxury hotel just off of U.S. 69 and 135th Street in Overland Park. KMBC reports that it's got Carrara marble at the check-in desk. Chandeliers line the entryway. There's lots of crystal and scents that designed to welcome guests. Cleanliness is king. But this luxury hotel isn't for people. It's for dogs. More specifically, it's for your pets. The hotel is called K9 Resort, which seems to make sense. Here to talk about K9 Resorts, our owner, Stacy McCarty. Stacy, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Stephanie Honacki is a K9 Resorts customer and parent to her dog, Birdie. Stephanie, welcome to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Stacy, you know there are a lot of people out there listening right now. They're rolling their eyes and they're thinking, you've got to be kidding me. But you're not kidding. Why a luxury hotel for dogs?
There's definitely a market right now for folks that are interested in getting back in traveling, going back to work even if it's part-time, and we all have a pent-up demand to try to get out and get back into society, and people are wanting to have a great place to take their pets, and this is just one way to go ahead and put those back out into the marketplace but feel comfortable with their surroundings. And one of the things that we are proud about is that we're not just pretty, but we're very clean.
I was going to say, but Carrara marble and chandeliers, I mean, again, that's a lot for a puppy.
It is. It's beautiful. It's as much for the pet owner as it is for the dog.
Stephanie, you're a customer. How would you respond to sort of the amenities at K9 Resorts?
I loved it when I first walked in. I just thought it was great. It had a great smell. You didn't...
Didn't smell like dogs.
Didn't smell like dogs. And everyone was so friendly and welcoming. I felt really comfortable leaving my pet there.
You know, Stacy's point that the amenities here aren't necessarily for the dogs, they're for the owners. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. It gave me peace of mind right off the bat. Birdie's my first dog. And leaving her with anyone other than myself or family was a really big deal for me.
That's a hard call for people, isn't it?
Yes.
You're leaving town for a few days, and what do you do with a family pet?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I felt very at ease with everybody there.
What's your sense of how Birdie managed this new environment for the days you were out of town?
Oh, she's a Labrador. She's a 9-month-old puppy and very, very social.
Mm-hmm.
And so she loves going. When I tell her we're going to go see the puppies this morning, she is all about it. She's in the car. She's ready to go. And, you know, she doesn't want to leave some days.
And you're referring to the fact that sometimes you drop off Birdie just to hang out for the day, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And what service is that? Just that you can drop her off and go about your day?
Yes. It's half a day daycare, basically. And she gets to go and play with all the puppies and interact with the staff and everything.
I was going to say, you know, Stacy, what does a dog like Birdie do just when it's daycare as opposed to staying overnight, that kind of thing?
Right. It's almost like a play group. If you were to have a play group, we have offerings for half day or full day. And they come in and our staff is all trained and certified. And the majority of them have worked with pets in the past. And so they come in and they go into a daycare environment. We divide the dogs into small daycare and large daycare. And that's based on their weight. And then in each room, they have the ability to go in and out all day. We have the door open to the outside turf. So it's a bit like playing with your friends, but also there's play equipment on the outside turf as well.
You know, you emphasize, you've already mentioned it here, Stacy, the cleanliness of your hotel. I can imagine why that's so important, but talk to me about that and why that's paramount.
Well, right now, I think coming out of the pandemic, we're all concerned about health, and that includes our pets. And one of the things that we're well known for is everything that we do is hospital grade. So we spend a lot of time cleaning throughout the day. All of our products are pet safe, but everything that a paw touches is basically sanitized and disinfected throughout the day and throughout the evening. So the floors have Microban. We have no cement, so there's nothing porous and nothing soaks in.
What's Microban?
It is an antimicrobial that is built into the flooring itself so that it is, in addition to being cleaned with a disinfectant, also is built into the floor itself.
I'm starting to get the impression that your canine resorts is cleaner than my house, Stacy. Is it?
A lot. Yes, it is. It actually is. And we clean all of the surfaces that a paw would touch. So that includes their bedding if they stay overnight, includes the floors in their rooms, includes the daycare. We also clean the grass, and the grass is a special canine grass that has an antimicrobial in it as well. So anything a paw touches, you could kiss when it came home.
So you do a lot of cleaning every day, it sounds like.
We
Your
do.
Staff has to be cleaners as well.
Definitely, yeah. Yes.
If Stephanie, from your perspective, how clean is Canine Resorts?
It's incredibly clean. And like you said, probably cleaner than my house.
Yeah. Hey, how does that compare to other dog boarding businesses that maybe you've checked out over time?
It surpasses anything I've seen so far. There's been a couple I've walked into and just turned around and walked out.
Because?
Of the smell, the staff.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right.
Your point is you can tell pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly, yes.
Yeah. Where did you get this idea?
Back in 2019, we were looking for an investment. We were getting ready to have our youngest graduate from high school and go off to college. And I was an at-home mom that had been volunteering. And we were looking for kind of that second sunset career for me. And an investment for our retirement. And so we were looking at different franchises, came across this, went out for a discovery day, and basically fell in love.
Mm-hmm. So you checked out it somewhere else, and you liked what you saw?
Different businesses in different industries. And then we did a lot of shopping before we purchased the rights to Kansas. And
I was going to say, Canine Resorts is part of a chain,
it
right?
It is, indeed. It's a franchise, and it started in New Jersey by two brothers. When they were 12 and 14, they were trying to convince their parents that they needed a dog, and so they were going to be responsible, so they started a dog walking business. Yeah. And it's basically evolved into this. And so they're very well known back east, and then they started franchising several years ago, and they're moving out to different areas.
So do you have plans to expand this idea to other places in the metro, or maybe even across the state of Kansas?
We will definitely offer another in probably a couple of years, but it is a very specific consumer base, and so there won't be a lot. It won't be like a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of limited, but yes.
Oh, why buy a franchise? What's the appeal of that for you, Stacy?
You have the appeal of owning an investment and then also knowing that it is tried and true. There's an operating system in place. And definitely we were comparing operating systems from other dog industry.
Right.
And so it definitely is something that was already prepared. It's put together for you. It's not unlike other franchises in other businesses, say a McDonald's or a Burger King, and you know what the product is, you know what the services are, all of the operations and the training are put together for you, and so it's kind of a package deal.
Now, people listening might be wondering right now, well, how much does something like this cost? I mean, are you looking at $500 a night, or is this something very different than that? Can you give me a sense?
Sure. We have three different levels of accommodations. Our Fun is the luxury suite, and that is an individual room with its own door. It has dog TV playing in there. It has premium bedding with
a
headboard.
Wait. Dog TV?
Yes.
Watching what? Andy Griffith Show, or what do they watch?
No, it's literally dog TV. It's a stream. 24 hour a day, and it's dogs watching dogs.
And do the dogs in your care actually watch the TV? Do you find them looking at what's going on?
Yeah, and some pets are very comfortable with that overnight. Maybe they're used to a radio. Maybe they're used to noise of children. So kind of that low noise throughout the night, it kind of lulls them to sleep. And so that's in our luxury suites.
You don't have them watch like Gone with the Wind or anything like that.
No.
This is the dog.
Nothing dramatic.
Pet appropriate fare, it sounds like here.
It is. Yeah. Pet and parent appropriate for sure.
Yeah. And what else is in that room?
And then we have a premium bedding, which is called a Coranda bed. And it's a hammock or a sling bed, which is great for their joints. So they're not on the floor at night. And it has a headboard.
It's like a hammock?
It's a tight hammock. It's more of a sling or a looser canvas.
But I gather it's low to the ground.
No, only if they're on it. So it has a little bit of a give for their joints.
Mm. Why is that better for their joints?
It takes the pressure off. A lot of places you're just sleeping on the floor or you're sleeping on a crate, which could be like a grate with a little pad over it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So would this be good for someone like me?
It would indeed.
I should think about hammocks to sleep in at night. What else do you have there in terms of different accommodations?
Yes, our executive suites, which is like, think of the equivalent of the cubbies at an office. Where the top is open, they're able to see and smell and hear other animals if they're more comfortable in that environment. And we play music all night. So regardless of the accommodations that they're in, they also hear soft music. And then,
like what kind of music? Like Layla? You play Layla?
We pick a soft something at night, but during the day we actually have a different Spotify, and there's a dog Spotify list as well. So we rotate.
A dog Spotify list, yeah.
Yeah.
Any songs I would recognize?
No, it's all instrumental.
All instrumental, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so people have a choice of accommodations, mm-hmm. what they want to do. Now, you don't take any dog who walks in the door.
Correct.
You're pretty selective.
We are. And the reason for that is for safety and enjoyment of the pet and the pet parent. Before people come in, they pre-register, they come in, fill out some paperwork. We make sure that all of their vaccinations are up to date so everyone's healthy before they get in the building. And then we also do something called an evaluation where we try the pet into the daycare situation. They're in there by themselves for a little bit. They get used to the smells and the sounds of a different area. All of the other animals are out in the outside yard, and then we let in one or two at a time so they get to know each other. They're introducing each other. We see how comfortable they feel interacting with other animals, because one of the things that happened over COVID is we weren't out much, and we weren't in dog parks, and we were not, you know, interacting, and a lot
and
of us
pets themselves
animals.
Weren't used to being around other animals.
Correct.
As much. I was going to ask you about that.
Correct. Yeah. So it's nice to get them acclimated, and then eventually at the end of the day through their evaluation, we determine whether or not they feel comfortable and if that's a good fit for them. And most animals pass and don't have any problems. Some who are puppies might be a little intimidated. Some might be a little grumpy and it might not be the best fit. Maybe they're older and don't like the younger dogs and feel better in an individual environment. And we can offer that as well, too.
So you actually have to turn some people away.
Occasionally we do. Yeah.
Yeah. But this notion that dogs during COVID didn't get as much socialization, are you seeing more animals struggling with that aspect of what you're offering?
A bit, but the turnaround has been very short. Once they get in there and are comfortable, they remember how to be a dog, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you help them socialize? Is there any kind of thing, anything the staff can do to help them get along?
They have certain tricks of the trade since they're all trained with behavior. They're very good about watching that. And if there's an animal that's feeling intimidated or over in the corner, it's not unlike kindergarten where you go over and you welcome them back into the pack. And there are little exercises and things that they can do. And dogs love to have a job. And so if you give them a job, they feel great about that. And that could just be follow me around the room. So,
no kidding. Dogs just like kids, eh?
Yes.
Hey, how did Birdie do, Stephanie, with all of this and the indoctrination period over at the Canine Resorts?
She did splendidly. I mean, she right away felt right at home and really excited to be with other puppies. She's just very social.
That's a big move for a dog, though. I mean,
that's
a big step.
But when we found Canine Resorts, she was 7 months old. And mm-hmm. she had a little bit of experience being socialized with other animals. So it was just like another walk in the park for her when we, you know, came into the building.
Okay. Can you tell when dogs get tired of being around other dogs?
Mm-hmm. And many times they'll just remove themselves to a farther corner towards the end of the room. On occasion, there'll be an animal that will be a bit reactive because they might be grumpy, just like a child is having a bad day. And again, with those behavior experts in the back, they're able to recognize that. And sometimes we pull those aside and put those in an accommodation just for a short period of time to get a break, because sometimes we need a little 5-minute timeout. Sometimes we're, you know, down in the dumps. Sometimes we're feeling grumpy. So they're very good about managing that behavior and looking for any of those outliers and then accommodating that animal. And we have several things we can do.
So it's a private play option is what you're talking about.
It is correct, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So can you give me some sense of what you charge for these services?
The luxury suites are $86.
$86 a night?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the executive suites are $69. Doggy daycare comes in packages, and I know that you have a package.
Yeah, I do. I have the 20 20 play package.
Yeah.
And she can come and go as she pleases on any day of the week as long as she pre-registers.
Right.
I think I might want to come and go at those rates. Yeah. you also offer Coranda dog beds. You've talked about that. And you have these cutting-edge floor systems with microban built in. You've covered a lot of ground here. This all came as a result of the franchise, I imagine.
Correct.
Right?
And the two brothers, as I mentioned, the founders are very up to date on all of the pet health industry. It's not just about being pretty. They're very serious about the pet health. So they're involved. They do a lot of traveling, a lot of speaking. They have great relationships with people in the industry. So they tend to be on the cutting edge of anything that's health and safety related, which as an owner of a franchise makes me feel great because they're constantly out there looking for the next best thing that's for your pet.
How many franchisees are there around the country?
They are working on 22 being open, and there are more slated. There are some places, say Florida, where they'll have obviously multiples because their population rate is a lot, you know, more dense in some of those areas than, say, here.
But you're considering maybe another franchise, another business here in the Kansas City metro.
Yes, probably on that Kansas side, most likely, in a couple of years.
Yeah, okay. Are you interested in dogs? Is this? Do you have dogs at home?
Yeah, born and raised, had them all the time. I actually grew up in Montana on land, so not only dogs, but lots of other animals. And then, unfortunately, our pet passed right during COVID, right before we opened. But we're now home to many dogs.
Yeah. Are you planning on getting more dogs at home, or do you get enough dogs during the day?
Definitely with the children's approval. They're both in college, and they have to have the approval of the sibling.
Yeah. Why did you want to take this on at this point in your life?
Yeah, that's a great question. I volunteered a lot, and I volunteered with a lot of theater kids, and there's just that energy level and that constant fun and unusualness and uniqueness to personalities, and I didn't want to kind of go off into the sunset in our retirement and just do anything. And so to come from volunteering with children to basically volunteering with dogs is a great segue.
That's a big leap for you at this point in your life to take on something like this.
It is, definitely.
How many employees do you have?
Right now we have about 20. We're still hiring.
Wow. Yeah. And how's business been?
It's great. We've been so excited. We've been so well received. Lots of support, lots of interest. And I think people are just excited to have a place where they feel comfortable. We're a lot anxious to get back out in the world again. So it's great to have a place you feel comfortable with. Not that it's just pretty, but that people are very well trained.
What have you enjoyed most about this journey that you've been on here, Stacy?
I think meeting the owners and their dogs and that great, like Stephanie at the end of the day coming to pick up Birdie, and that smile. My dog is just happy and relaxed, and she's happy because Birdie's happy. So it's like a little reunion every time.
Yeah. And you would concur with all of that, Stephanie?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how much of a load off your mind is it when you can go away and not have to worry about how your dog's doing?
It's a complete load off my mind. I was real concerned about that. I work for myself, and so I needed some free time, but I was afraid to leave her by herself at home. I wanted her to be with others and socialize. And now I can. I can drop her off, take a couple hours, do what I need to do, and then come back and pick her up and know that she's been well taken care of and a happy little puppy.
Can you check in is there a video option? Can you check in on how she's doing when you're away?
No, they don't have a video option. That would be kind of nice, but I also see how that could be a little intrusive for the staff because they're there to watch and take care of the dogs.
Is that an option going forward? Have you thought about it?
It's not something we do. It was popular for a period of time with both daycares and also animal facilities. What happens a lot of times is you end up working more with the pet parent because they're watching and concerned about things. Why aren't they eating? Why aren't they sleeping? Why are they playing? Why are they in the corner? Why are they happy? Why are they sad?
It can be overwhelming.
It can be a bit staff intensive with the pet parent where you really want those experts in the room with the dogs.
Yeah. Okay, again, the business is K9 Resorts. You're out at 135th Street and US 69 in Overland Park. I want to thank owner Stacy McCarty for coming in. Stacy, thanks so much.
Good luck
with the business. Stephanie Honacki, again, is a K9 Resorts customer. Stephanie, thanks so much for your time as well.
You bet. Thank you.
That's it for today. You've been listening to Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. We'll see you tomorrow. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.